The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Wow. News spreading like wildfire across the NFL. Lots of teams preparing for more moves to be made by releasing a ton of players. I think the Packers just released like 12 players.
12 players?
Yeah, Geronimo Allison, one of their receivers that was climbing the list of guys that they like. Will Redmond, one of their defensive backs. Mercedes Lewis, the longtime NFL tight end. They've cut Tremont Williams, one of their corners. So teams, as part of the new NFL year, are trying to free up cap space, make moves so that they can make more moves, and continue to move and shake across the NFL as full-blown free agency is upon us now. As Eli Apple, the one-time Giant and then last year Saints defensive back, has now agreed to terms with the Raiders. And the hits just keep on coming. So
Busy.
Yeah, and it's crazy because, again, from an NFL perspective, with all the questioning that was going to happen about the NFL still moving forward with free agency and the legal tampering period and everything that people thought they should pull back and delay. Instead, they've become the only sports story and what everybody's talking about for 3 days straight now.
They're benefiting the most. I feel like people would still be talking about it, but you'd have more NBA. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm sorry. My chair keeps sinking. Apologies.
That's every day.
It's a little distracting. I digress.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's interesting because, of course, if you just want to border on what's the right thing to do, most people are going to say, in your middle of a pandemic, sports shouldn't even matter.
Right.
And therefore, they should have put this on the back burner. They don't have games that they're postponing. There's nothing that says that there's pressing issues that have to be resolved the quote-unquote first week of free agency. You could push that back and no skin off anybody's back.
Yeah, but why not do it? Why, if you don't have to stop your business, whatever that business is, if you can operate business as usual, all of these negotiations and everything else can take place over the phone.
You want to know why? First and foremost, because when you're dealing with a pandemic, the last thing you want to hear is the rich getting richer and guys agreeing to multi-million dollar contracts for years and years to come.
Mm.
That's just
okay.
I mean, I'm just playing devil's advocate and saying that's one of the main reasons why. When people are focused on the news and so concerned about, you know, dealing with all the negativity and how to survive all that's going on, it's kind of hard to, you know, to say that while they're dealing with all of this, there are people out there that are worried about getting, you know, $12 million a year for 5 years.
Yeah, that makes sense. I would have never thought of that, but yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So NFL front and center all over the place as moves continue to be made, people continue to clear up cap space, and your Texans continue to be the laughing stock of the entire NFL thanks to their coach and general manager.
Billy O.
Yeah. So that was one of the main topics that everybody was talking about amongst also all the other things with free agency. The other thing that is out there that people are talking about is the fact that Justin Verlander did indeed have this surgery, and they caught up with James Click, the new general manager of the Astros, to kind of find out the thought process behind all that happened. He talked to Chandler Rome of the Houston Chronicle and said, "The hope was that physical therapy would be the proper course of action. However, after a recent setback in his rehab, the medical staff recommended that a surgical procedure was necessary. The early prognosis is that Justin will be out for about 6 weeks, and with the season pushed back at least 8 weeks, quite likely longer than that, Verlander should have ample time to get back up to speed. And once players are cleared to resume training and a firm target date for opening day is established, there is still hope now that he will have this behind him." And I don't know if this was or wasn't, because remember now, I don't know if this was or wasn't associated with his forearm issue, right? That he left his second start.
Yeah, no, I think this was different. But you were looking at the season starting next Thursday, the 26th. Mm-hmm. So you were talking about if it was 6 weeks, he was probably going to miss five. And then you had rehab. And so it probably would have been a good, you know, 7-8 weeks. So, you know, seven starts is pretty significant. Mm-hmm. If you figure a guy is going to get 35 or so in a year. So this definitely helps the Astros by getting this extra time. And we were actually doing videos on Sports Map. And the other team that it really helps too is the Yankees get healthy, because they had a bunch of guys.
Sure. On, James Paxton.
Yeah. And Judge and Stanton and all those guys. So they have the opportunity now to get better as well.
Yeah. So teams are going to get healthy and take advantage of this time off. No matter how unfortunate it may be. But that was the story behind Justin Verlander, because obviously now that James Click is really getting, you know, settled in, he has a lot to worry about, be concerned about, and possibly look at doing, because you still have so many question marks in the rotation. You still don't know what you're going to get out of Lance McCullers. You don't know who 4 and 5 in the rotation are going to be. Obviously, Jose Urquidy, with what he did at the end of last year, is a guy that kind of should be penciled in. But then the fifth starter, is it off-season acquisition Austin Pruitt? Is it Brad Peacock or Josh James or Framber Valdez? You have options, but part of the general manager's job is to analyze what you have in-house and figure out if there has to be a need going outside of house. So he's got, you know, this actually is probably a breath of fresh air for him to be able to kind of really get his hands and arms around, wrapped around everything he's going to have to deal with now.
Especially when you're starting the season without Gerrit Cole, when you're going to have a season without him. You really, if you're like, man, Zach Greinke and who?
Yeah. Yeah.
For, so, you know, for 6-8 weeks, that would have been bad.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So that's just a brief. I wanted to get that brief Astros update out there because, I mean, with everything going on, people kind of in passing may have missed the fact that Verlander actually did go under the knife, have surgery, and is expected back hopefully by the time the season now gets underway.
Did you see what the NFL and the NBA announced about their league passes?
No.
The NFL Game Pass and the NBA League Pass is now free. So you have an archive of things to watch. The out-of-market access is now granted.
This is just until
right now
everything passes, right?
I would imagine. Yeah. I don't think they're going to continue to give you that for free.
So, but for the short term, you can go and watch old games.
I think that's kind of cool. I mean, it gives you something to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you're, you know, football dorks or, you know, basketball dorks like Joel might you want to go back and watch.
Well, but it's interesting, not just me, because Mario Ellie was out there the other day tweeting, saying, come on at NBA. He didn't. I kind of stepped in and helped him, but I tagged NBA TV because he was like, hey, come on NBA TV instead of at NBA TV. He's like, show some of the old Rockets games. I want to see Clutch City moments and relive it if I've got all this time.
Right.
And people started saying, yeah, I want to see this game, that game, the next thing you know, they were showing the games and Mario was watching the game. So it is a way that people kind of catch up with sports when there's no live sports to watch. I will say this, and I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but Sunday afternoon, I think it was, they re-ran the Fi Slamma Jamma 30 for 30, but they ran it on over-the-air television on Channel 13. People were going out of their minds. I don't know if you don't have cable or you never saw it before, but I got so many texts and tweets. Are you watching this? Are you seeing this? And I had seen it before, but it was a really, really neat perspective on those glory years at U of H. And the whole kind of side story was trying to find Benny Anders. Because
Anders,
and at the very end, they find Benny Anders. And it's so amazing and emotional to see these guys that were so close with him and hadn't seen him in like 20, 30 years, and they found him. And then the two nights later, they did the 30 for 30 on Valvano, and you get the other side of it. You get the whole NC State perspective, and you see their Cinderella story, and you get their perspective on that final game and all the different things that happened. That was really cool. So you know the networks are really trying to find programming right now, sports networks.
I'm not a big go back and watch old sporting events just because I guess I know how it goes, and this just doesn't do it for me. But I could see where people would want to go back and watch some of those games. That's never been a thing for me. I think the only sport that I would go back and rewatch would be fights, like UFC. If ESPN Plus were to say, all right, we're going to open it up, or if I could go back and watch the Gotti Ward trilogy again because I haven't seen it in forever, that would be more fun to me. But just watching like a basketball game where I know, okay, this is the shot, this is I don't know. It just doesn't do it for me, I guess.
I'll say this, too, because of the fact that I used to coordinate all the interview requests for all the Rockets broadcasters and stuff. And the one thing that Clyde was not keen on was anybody that wanted to interview him about the Final Four in Albuquerque and the last game against NC State.
Really?
And they did get him for this 30 for 30. Dream seems to be very comfortable talking about it, but it was the other guys. Because all the other guys were going, you do realize I have never gone back and watched that game since we lost it. Reed Geddes was one of those guys.
Yep.
And then he watched it and he goes, and I can honestly tell you, I don't think I ever want to see it again. Because what you don't realize until they really break it down is twice. I think Clyde was the first one. Benny Anders was the second one. Both guys missed steals by like a fingertip. And even Derek Wittenberg says, go back to his Dunbar high school days. He thanked his high school coach for telling him anytime a pass was coming to you, use two hands. Because he said, quite honestly, if I only try and put one hand on that ball, Benny Anders is going the other way and we're losing the national championship.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was just literally when they say it was decided by a fingertip or a fingernail, that's how close it was.
Literally.
Because I remember I had no skins in the game, and that was a heartbreaker to see U of H lose that game.
I was at the Cadillac Bar and Grill with my mom watching that.
Really?
I remember because you're right. It was because she's like, I told you guys, she's a UH alum and just devastating. Just like. Because, it was just one of those where they just no reason they lose that game.
No, once you beat Louisville, which was 1-2, the assumption was whoever came out of that game was going to steamroll whoever they played, and it was over.
And then I remember the Georgetown game as well.
Sure.
With Ewing.
The year after, yeah.
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 So I'm sure there's a bunch of players. I'm sure your boy Barkley doesn't want to see some of the times where he was right there and had a chance to potentially go to a final or a conference final or something.
Well, look at the time he ran his mouth and said, we're in the butt-kicking business and business is good when they had the big lead on the Rockets.
Chucky who?
And Robert Horry and all the things that he was going through. And then you end up, losing that series and having all kinds of egg on your face.
That was the clutch city.
That was the series, sixth seed. That was the greatest of the two championships. Yep. Yeah, in terms of the sixth seed. The only time a sixth seed has gone all the way.
That was the first one.
The second one.
Oh, the second one.
Yeah.
See, the second one, like Nick Anderson, the four missed free throws. How the hell would I want to watch that?
Right.
I do not want to see myself miss four three-pointers, four free throws in the most important game ever. No way.
Because you're for the forever going to be remembered as a choker.
Yep.
Even Shaq made fun of him on the air about it. Remember?
Yeah.
Like, dang it, Anderson! You couldn't just make one free throw.
Even I could make one free throw. Oh yeah.
Could he?
25%.
There you go. All right, we've got less than an hour to go in the show. We're going to continue to roll on through hour number three. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call that number, text that number, hit us on Twitter. Usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through the final hour of the show, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a way back Wednesday, and hopefully you guys are either hunkered down, staying safe, doing whatever you do. Hopefully you're working from home. But hopefully we can provide you a little entertainment and levity to what is otherwise a very uncertain and crazy time right now as we roll on. A lot of you are sending us messages, and we appreciate them checking in with us and telling you what you're up to and what's going on. In the meantime, we always remind you at this portion of the show, if you missed any part of today's program, ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab at the top of the page for the usual suspects. You can catch up on the hours you missed. And then while you're on that front page, there's also directions on how you can also download the app, take us anywhere, everywhere, and always never miss another ESPN show.
I pulled up my web browser. Nice. And it said, do the five on Google, like at the bottom of the Google page in Chrome. It says, do the five, help stop coronavirus. And I was like, what the hell is the five? Do you guys know what do the five is?
No.
One, hands, wash them often. Okay.
Okay.
Two, elbow, cough into it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Three, face, don't touch it.
Mm-hmm. With you.
Four, feet, stay more than 3 feet apart. Now, I would have put 3 feet at number three, right? That would have been easier to remember. Three, but you had 4 feet, 3 feet apart.
Oh,
that
don't
make any
sense.
Just put, if it stay more than 3 feet apart, then put feet at three on your list. Okay. Number five is feel sick? Question mark? Stay home. That's your do the five. Hands, elbows, face, feet, feel. My neck, my back.
Can't bleep you.
I don't know. I don't know who came up with that. Not a very good. It doesn't even have like an acronym that you. It's the HEF. Hands, elbows, face, feet, feel. HEF.
Well, they do these.
They don't even have a cool acronym to remember.
They're doing these town halls on CNN with Dr. Sasha Gupta,
mm-hmm,
and Anderson Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a psychologist on as part of how everybody's coping with all of this.
Right.
And he was like, just remember win. Everybody wants to win. And they're like, what? And he's like, what's important now? That's what you should be focused on. What's important now?
Yeah. That's a good. It's better than half. No one's going to remember that.
Why does it sound like Mike Tyson's pigeons are flying away? Yeah, something like
that. No one's going to remember. Hands, what was it?
L hefafafafa, we would.
No. Hands, elbows. See? Face.
Hands. Feet. Elbows, knees, and toes?
No.
Oh, that's my daughter's song.
Yeah, that's the wrong one. If you start singing Baby Shark, I'm out.
Head. Nope. Shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes.
Nope.
That's another song she sings aside from Baby Shark. Yeah.
No, thank you.
There's the whole dance, the head, shoulders, knees.
They have a dance?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell.
I mean, it's basically like calisthenics. You just touch your head, your shoulders, your knees, and your toes.
They're just getting you to do squat thrusts, basically.
I hope not. God, I got daughters.
What?
I don't want just,
the squat thrust?
Yeah.
That was just a workout.
I don't like the way it sounds.
Dude, when we used to do football, you had to do calisthenics before every practice. Yeah, well, they called them squat thrusts. It's basically burpees now.
Yeah.
But back in the day, they called them squat thrusts. And now that you say it, it sounds very sexual. I don't think
that's why I didn't like the way it sounded.
I don't think my coach has ever touched me, but of course, I may have blacked it out and just don't know. I just may have just put it out of my mind. It's one of those, what do they call them? Suppressed memories? Repressed memories?
Yeah, because you don't want to remember it again.
Yeah, it could be it. I don't know. Squat thrust sounds bad now. Thanks,
Joel.
I
didn't like it.
Thanks, Joel.
There's another thanks, Joel. David Barron, of all people, from the Chronicle, putting out there that Olympic gymnast is Colin Van Wicklin is out there social media saying, I've been training for the Olympics ever since I was a little kid. It's all I ever wanted. Goes on to talk about how much he's worked and worked and worked towards this moment, but he really thinks that the Olympic Committee needs to do the right thing and at the very least postpone these Olympic Games so that everybody can have a realistic approach to when the virus has been contained, that they can get back to consistent training because right now focus and everything is so difficult with everything going on. With everything that's being postponed and or canceled, I don't know how. I understand we've said that, you know, in the bylaws of the contracts or whatever it is for the Olympics, it has to take place during the calendar year of the year that it's titled with, so in 2020. and you're running out of time when you get into late August as it's scheduled now if you postpone it. But fact of the matter is, you got to do the right thing in terms of what you see, what's going on, and what everybody else is doing in the meantime.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But there's a small part of me that's like, well, it'd be nice to have something to watch.
Well, I agree with you. Again, Mario was out, and lots of people were saying, man, I miss sports.
Yeah.
And it's true. But obviously, there's bigger issues to deal with right now to where you really can't be hyper-focused on sports because you got to deal with getting through this thing.
Yeah, it would be nice. But yeah, in the long run, even if you don't allow fans to go to the games, you still have, you know, the Olympic Village and all the athletes living together, and it's still too dangerous. But boy, it sure would be nice to have something to watch.
I
looked it up. July 24th is when the Olympics will begin. So there's still time, hopefully.
Yep.
Hopefully.
Yep. You hope. But again, because we don't know.
Yeah.
And you see, it was just in the month of March. Then schools started being postponed till as long as mid-April. And then, you know, leagues and conferences and college and pro and everybody across the board starts postponing. When you hear baseball mid-May, when you hear NBA sometime this summer, that leads you to believe that this is way bigger than we're even giving it credit for right now.
Sucks. So
definitely something to be concerned about. All right, we've got a half hour to go on the show. We're going to put 30 minutes on the clock when we come back and take you all the way till 4 o'clock. Then the Blitz is going to take you till 7. You keep it tuned right here, ESPN 97.5.
There's nothing like me and you.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final half hour of The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5. On a way back Wednesday, Nick, I don't know if you just...
What is Sinead O'Connor doing in this song?
Sinead?
What's her name?
Oh, I know this song now.
Did I say it wrong?
It's not Sinead.
What is it?
Sinead O'Connor.
Whatever.
No.
She looks really weird in this.
What is it?
Sinead.
See, if you're going to make a correction, Joel.
Yeah, if you're going to correct somebody, at least.
I never heard.
Don't correct them wrong.
I never heard the H.
Sinead. It's Sinead.
I always heard it was Sinead O'Connor.
I only liked her Nothing Compares song, and after that, if she made anything relevant or good.
I do remember this, though. But yeah, I think she had one other song better than this one. What is this called?
Mandinka? Sorry. I mean, look, I had to get my Google fingers working.
What was
pretty
the
late.
Other song she had? And maybe this was it. I do remember this one, but there was one other I thought that was a pretty good hit. I'd have to Google it, look it up.
So it's Sinead.
Sinead O'Connor, yes.
With an H?
Yes.
No, it doesn't have an H in her name.
I'm saying the way it sounds.
The way it sounds,
correct.
Yeah. Sinead O'Connor.
What about the pastries they sell at Starbucks?
Listen. See, you don't got to go there.
Yeah. What did he lead the show
with? I said, croissant is what I said?
Croissant.
Listen, I didn't say it that way.
What did you start the show with? Because you started the show with a word that wasn't a word.
It doesn't matter.
Interesting, something about
interestinger. Yeah. Makes things more interestinger.
I'll own it. That's fine.
Yeah, and by the way, somebody texted and goes, oh, Barry can make fun of people but blocks everyone on Twitter? Yeah, well, Joel and Nick and I have been making fun of each other for 3 years.
Yeah.
It's different. I don't know you. You were correct
well, the
my
blocking
spelling,
was specific. Yeah, it was specific
to
spelling. He didn't correct my spelling.
Yeah.
He corrected my pronunciation.
So suck it, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Angry Texter.
Well, we get a lot of those.
Well, look, it's a tough time right now.
Yeah, everybody's on edge.
People want to vent.
So if Barry yells at you because of the text line, look, he's under pressure just like we are, right?
That's true. That's very true. We're all under pressure.
Thanks, Freddie Mercury.
I'll be over here if you need me.
Oh, good.
They added Outbreak to Netflix, by the way.
Did they?
Yeah. Shout out to D-Mata for hooking it up.
Right.
For all the legal copies of
all
content.
The very legal.
But yeah, they put Outbreak on Netflix.
Yeah. Okay. You're gonna peep it?
No. No? I do not want to see.
I was going to say, how can that make anybody feel more comforting? Because I saw a list, which was a really bad list of comfort movies that people watch during tough times. And one,
Debbie Does Dallas.
No, but I didn't recognize like 8 of the first 10, and You Got Mail was one of the ones I did recognize, and I'm going, oh, this list sucks.
You Got Mail is not going to make you feel any better, in my opinion.
I was
talking about the one with Tom Hanks.
Yeah,
yeah,
and what's her name? The one that was in with Harry Met Sally with him. Meg Ryan.
Sleepless in Seattle.
Meg Ryan. Oh yeah, Meg Ryan.
Sleepless in Seattle.
Yeah, Sleepless in Seattle. Sorry.
I don't know.
Well,
something like Wedding Crashers, Semi Pro, Step Brothers. That's probably a lot of Will Ferrell movies will make
you Busty Cops 9, right? You don't want
that
like,
too for sure.
They were saying whether it's going through this coronavirus issue or when you go through a breakup or something like that, movies you'd want to watch. The last thing you want to do is watch a romantic comedy because they almost always end well.
Young Lady Chatterley.
Oh, boy, you're just going to keep going, huh? Private
Lessons. Don't even know about these, huh? Young Lady Chatterley or Lady Chatterley's Lover. Not easy to say, by the way. Lady Chatterley's Lover. Say it real fast, Joel. Go.
Lady Chatterley's Lover.
Good for you. There's no way I would end up getting dumped. I would say a curse word.
It's a novel or a movie or both?
It's a movie. It used to come on.
I see a novel.
Yeah, back in the day, it came on Cinemax or Showtime or HBO, but it was one of those movies that would only air at like midnight on a Friday or Saturday. And so you would have to hope your parents fell asleep and then you could sneak it. And you might actually see. You would definitely see breasts, but you might actually see, you know, meow, meow. So.
Yeah, there was a lot of book of chicken bowel. Yeah. Because my dad used to fall asleep in the big chair, and I was like, should I risk
it? Oh, yeah. No, I guarantee you, whoever invented the last channel button, first of all, was a man that watched porn on cable and didn't want to get either busted by his wife or as a kid, his parents. That's what last channel was invented for. That button, that single button, that's all it's for. There's no other reason. It just say, oh, bleep, they caught me. That's that button. It's the hide porn button. You just boop. You just go back to ESPN right there. Boom.
Genius.
Yeah, last channel. Boom, that's it. That's what that soul button is for, is to watch Young Lady Chatterley as a kid. And then when your dad's like starts moving on the couch because he was asleep, you're like, oh, last channel. What? No, Pop, I was watching.
Yeah, because when my mom would go to bed, my dad would watch it, and then he'd fall asleep in the big chair.
And forget.
And yeah, so he's sleeping, and it's still on. And I'd be like, hey, wait a minute. If I watch from the dining room, I got a clear view of the TV. Boing, 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 boing. He can't see me, and I can't get in trouble because I didn't put it on the TV.
That's right.
You guys never like broke sheetrock or wall in your house and like made it like a square and then put all your like
no I hit all mine under the no I like pulled that. The carpet up and hit them under
I did
the
that
carpet.
Too I did that yeah. too they never I caught
had,
me
well I told I may have told this story but a long time ago
when your mom busted you
no when I found it all so we lived in an apartment complex. And one day my mom was like, take the trash out. I was like, I want to take the trash out. She's like, take the trash out. Fine, I'll take the trash out. And I'm taking the trash out to the dumpster in the apartment complex, and I sling the trash in there, and I saw a boob. And I was like, what? And out of the corner of my eyes, I'm walking away. I was like, did I just see a breast in there? I walk back to the dumpster, and I look in, and there was about 300 porn mags that someone just threw in the dumpster. Now, this is the only time in my life that I have ever gone dumpster diving. But I gathered up all 300 of those porn mags. And I hid them. And then when mom's wasn't looking, I snuck them in the house. I had porn mags. I might as well have been like a porn doomsday prepper. I had porn mags stashed all over that. I had them hidden under my mattress. I pulled into the closet and pulled the carpet back. Took out the padding and just so like replaced the carpet padding with porn mags. I had them everywhere. And then my dumbass didn't realize that mom changes the bed sheets. So I had them under the bed and then I had them under the mattress. I had them under the carpet. I had them in the cabinets in the bathroom. I had them in under my clothes and my chest of drawers. I had them everywhere. So my mom washes the sheets one day, immediately finds them. And then she's like, what on earth is this? I was like, well, I found all that in the dumpster. She was like, what? You found this in the dumpster? I was like, yeah. She goes, all right, pick your 10 favorite ones, and you get rid of the rest of them. Or it was like 5 or 10. I don't remember what. She let me keep like 5
That's
or 10.
That's pretty impressive.
That was cool. She was like, you pick 5 or 10. She's like, you can keep like 5. Let's just say 5. You can keep 5 of them, but the rest have to go.
You kept 10.
Oh, bro, I kept like 100.
Yeah.
She didn't know about the ones with the carpet and all. She just knew around the bed area because she looked under the bed after she saw the under the mattress. She was like, okay, pick 5. Yeah, but I had like another, 45 stashed all over everywhere else. So I ended up with about 50, but still, yeah.
And didn't have to pay for a single one.
And it was, I didn't realize there were that many manufacturers of porno mags.
Oh, there used to be a ton.
Oh,
more.
My gosh.
It was saturated back then too, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was like I'd never even heard of these names, and then some of them were just like Penthouse Forum. And I was like, "What is this? You want me to read my porn? I don't want to read my porn.
Yep.
Who cares about that? Who's reading their porn? That's like turning on closed captioning when you watch porn. I'm not reading porn. That's just not a thing I'm doing.
Someone actually turns on closed captioning. Please tell me that was just a joke, and no one does that. No one.
Do they even do closed captioning for porn? Why would you waste the money?
For deaf.
Yeah, that's right. There was a story
we had on where somebody sued Pornhub. That's right.
That's right. Yeah. Totally forgot about that.
Sure was.
Wow.
Yeah, there was a lot.
Just inconsiderate. You don't care about the deaf community, Barry. You're just.
That's not true at all.
Terrible human being.
Nope. That's not. I just would feel like. If I was deaf, I wouldn't want to know what they're saying. It's actually. You're doing them a disservice by having to look at the poorly written dialogue.
Probably. I don't know. I mean, I'm not deaf.
I mean, what are you there for? Are you there for the storyline? Are you there
Did
for the
say
character?
I'm not deaf.
I said I'm not deaf, so I wouldn't know how they feel.
Oh. Yeah.
But at the same time,
wait, are you there for the character arc?
You did say you watched it in silence.
The plot?
And
yeah,
we disagreed. We disagreed on that.
You want the sound?
I think a lot of people want the sound.
I don't think a lot of people.
I don't
want
think
the sound.
So.
I disagree.
I
tweet like, at Barry is funny or at Pac-Man Joel if you want the sound or not.
I feel like most people.
Why do you leave yourself out of this?
I was just saying you guys are the stars of the show.
It's weird to have the sound on. I don't know why that is. It's just weird when you
hiding.
Have the sound on. No, I mean even if no one's home, I don't have the sound on. If I'm by myself, no sound. I know it's just weird. You're a sound up guy
no,
when you're
I'm
alone.
Really, I'm not, but
okay.
At the same
well, then
time,
why'd you
like,
look at me like I was crazy?
Because I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know what people's preferences are. No.
Oh, I thought you were trying to say, you know. So you, by yourself, you just crank it up, Nick. Put it on 11.
Just full blast.
That's so
Cast
weird.
It to the TV.
People driving by Nick's house like, what is going on? Is someone getting murdered in
Curtains
there?
Curtains wide open. No, it ain't like that. But, I mean, I'm just saying. It's
yeah.
Not, I don't think it's that weird, is
I'm
it?
I'm out on that. I think it's weird. But that's just me. It might be. People might think it's weird that, I want to watch it in silence. Okay.
At least there's no pickup line today.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, we'll put a bow on it next. Final segment of the show comes up. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final segment right here, right now. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We take you up until 4 o'clock, then Fred, Aaron, and AJ, they'll take you home for the ride. On the Blitz all the way up until 7. Obviously, talking about NFL front and center today. Another one of the guys that we have highlighted that would be very helpful to add to the Houston Texans now has a new home. The latest free agent signing, according to Josina Anderson, is Chris Harris Jr., the very good defensive back from the Denver Broncos, has selected the Los Angeles Chargers to be his next team. He is moving on.
Mm-hmm.
So he's off the board.
Okay.
Vernon Hargraves, though, is coming back to your Texans on a one-year deal. So you let him go a week or so ago. You're bringing him back. And you got that going for you.
Which is nice.
Which is nice.
Hmm.
I don't know what else to tell you. DJ Reader is now very, 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 very well paid with the Cincinnati Bengals.
I never saw how much, if any of it, was guaranteed.
I did not see the guarantees, but I did know that it put him in a very, very number rare one, stratosphere in terms one paid, of defensive linemen.
Number one paid nose tackle in foosball.
That would be sure. Very, very well paid.
Yes.
So he's off the board, which is, again, why we said initially when they signed his backup to an extension, that normally means he's not going to be the backup for much longer and or they're moving on from DJ Reader.
Yeah, so I'm on Spot Track. 4 years, $53 million for Reader. It doesn't say if there's any guarantee. $13.25 million a year. But it does not say any guaranteed at signing or total guaranteed money.
But you got to believe, for you know, it'll he was something. A hot commodity. People were after him. Yeah. I mean, if a guy like Randall Cobb can get 3 years, 27, and 18 if it's guaranteed.
If it was 18 or 19. I think 19 of it was guaranteed.
I was going 9 a year, 3 years, and 2 years of it was guaranteed at 18.
That's possible. I thought it was a little bit more than two-thirds of it, but I could be wrong. But you're thinking if they're getting that, he's got to be getting something guaranteed, right?
You would think. I mean, that's what I said. You're not going to reach an agreement on something like that with a guy that's going to be that hotly pursued by many teams in the league without one of the incentives coming to the table being guaranteed money.
Right.
So I would believe that he's getting paid well, and obviously it wasn't going to be by the Texans because they've already overpaid well. So because they've overpaid well. Yeah,
the Texans don't pay good people, don't overpay good players. They overpay bad players.
Or middle-of-the-road players.
Yeah.
Average players. And you make them, if nothing else, you make them very highly paid players, as in top six at their position. Or in the kicker's case, top three.
Right.
Which is crazy.
Because of Nick telling people to tweet us, we're now getting tweets about who watches porn how. Thank you so much, Nick. Like, I really needed That's to so know brutal. That Tosh said, you need your headphones. It feels like you're there. I mean, I am there, but I'm watching. But I don't need it. No, I don't need it. What are you, Tosh? What are you out there in Dolby surround sound listening to cheek slap and stuff like that?
You're in the man cave?
Yeah. What? No, I don't need to hear like.
I mean, that'd be kind of cool. I don't have surround.
If it's like, the left side is you hear it on the left, and the right side you hear it on the right. I don't need all that. No, I don't need crystal clear HD Dolby digital
porn is a visual sport
surround sound. Yeah, porn is a visual sport, you probably read porn too, Tosh. You probably read. Hey, that was a good article. What? That was erotic, that porn fiction. That's weird. And Mr. Gray said, Barry, Joel, watching with the sound off is psychopath bleep. Psychopath stuff.
Yeah.
That's not psychopath. That's just normal. That's
to called, each his know, own.
Yeah, just keeping it to yourself. That's it.
It's not like taking a gun to a grocery store. It's just simply
all right.
Personal preference.
Didn't need that. Someone on 610, this is a text from Pearland Chris. Someone on 610 uses the quote, put a bow on it. Did they take it from you? Just curious if they're stealing your stuff.
I don't listen to that station, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, if they're saying put a bow on it, depending on who it is.
I'll stop. Because I don't need to be compared. I don't know who that is. I don't know that I didn't know anybody else did that.
No,
I'm not going to say the names. I have an idea who would say something like
you
that.
Said
I think
610, not 790. By the way,
I didn't say any names.
All right,
But I'm having your back on this. I'm saying that I know Joel. Joel's not stealing anybody else's catchphrases.
Oh no,
there's no way in hell. Now, could it be parallel thought? Maybe. But Joel's been saying put a bow on it for 3+ years now. Yeah. So unless it was somebody that's been around longer than that, but again, even if they were saying that, there's no way. And I don't think that they necessarily stole it from him either.
Yeah.
It's just a phrase.
Unaware.
Right?
Yeah. Yep. But you've definitely got me thinking about not using it now. Based on who does do it, who the comparison's with.
If you said put a bow on it and you had a really country, would you?
No. I ain't changing it if that's the case. I'm America's Dairyland milk guy.
Yeah, no.
And I'm not that, changing
you're
it
not
then.
Gonna, no, okay, sir. I don't blame you.
No way.
I don't blame you.
No way. And I'm not going to be full of cam juice either. I'm not changing it for that either.
Well, he's not there.
I know.
Camel juice is gone.
Sportsbooks, by the way, still trying to drum up business, are now looking to Turkey and Russia for betting opportunities.
I thought you were going to say turkey races because you just said turkey and then there was a pause. I was like, are they really going to let us gamble on turkey races?
No.
That would be kind of cool. The camel races.
Oh, yeah. By the way, shout out to Lauren Leal who won the most previous one. That makes three. No, I'm sorry. Jerome didn't win. He got beat by Jong when he did it. So there's two of the three of us at Houston Sports Show are champions. Myself and Lauren Leal.
Well, there you go.
And Jerome, not a champion.
And who was the one that joined us in studio?
Coco
that
Beware.
Was Coco. Yeah, Coco Dominguez.
Coco Dominguez.
So how three
by the way, I would just like to point out, I'm sure she's a nice lady, but when we were all at the Astros opening day and she's sitting at the table with us and we've had her on our radio show and she acted like she had no idea who we were, I was like, okay.
Hey, I appreciate you being the one of color. It's all good. But my question is, how did those three light people win? Lauren, Leal, Coco.
Lauren Leal. Yeah.
And who was the third person?
Me.
Jerome or John?
Jerome.
Jerome didn't win. John.
And then how did your fat ass win? Because those three are like all under like 100 pounds. You're like 2+. So I don't
we've already established you're not the skinniest dude on this show, fat boy. So why don't you take your little fat left arm and punch yourself in your fat face with it.
I'm just saying, if we had to choose the heaviest person of everybody who's won, it'd be Barry.
It'd be your left arm. I'm not the heaviest one of the three of us.
Of the champions.
Oh, of the camel champs? Yeah. It's pretty accurate. I don't know, though. I mean, Coco may have let herself go. You don't know.
But half the battle is keeping the camel on a straight
She's
path.
She's on Fox. I don't even know what that means, huh?
Half the battle is keeping the camel on the straight path.
You're not controlling the camels. They do what they want.
Yeah, dude. They go left. They go right.
You don't. It's
you're
not,
missing what I'm saying here, Nick. So, I mean, if he's between the humps and he's
you're
got
missing
the cheek
joke.
Firm.
Oh, my bad.
Can
my
you?
Bad.
I can't believe you're missing Joel's joke.
My bad. Right past me.
And I'm the one. I'm not. I mean, Joel is funny was an option for me on Twitter, but I passed on it for obvious reasons.
You should do that and just see what kind of backlash you get.
Oh, God.
People would be so... Like, what? I don't think so.
Or should I just put dad is funny?
Yeah.
For dad jokes.
Yeah.
So these sports books, United States sports books, because as we've mentioned, that, you know, there's no sports to be had around here. And with the actual casinos closing, they're all going to online and they're taking action on events in Turkish soccer games where you can bet on different Turkish soccer games and also Argentina's Superliga. Gibraltar's Premier Division Soccer, and Russia's National Football League.
Oh,
even Jerry
no.
Bowe can't be betting on those, right? And Jerry Bowe's a big-time soccer handicapper, right?
Actually, Jerry Bowe is just a damn good human being.
He is.
Oh, he really is. Yes, I saw that. Yes, yes.
Listen,
we were all tagged on.
Let's just be real.
Let's be real. So we had a listener tweet us yesterday and just say, hey, man, you know, lost my job and struggling to pay bills. And it's just nice to listen to you guys and you guys make us laugh. And that's great in these times. So thank you. And Jerry responds and goes, hey, man, what's your Venmo? I'm going to send you some money. Just out of nowhere.
And
the dude was like, what do you mean? I don't understand. He goes, I just want to send you some gas, dude. Just some gas money. Let me fill up your tank for you. Like, there's just...
It's good. Good. It's all about helping. Sharing is caring, man.
Unbelievable the kind of person that he is.
He is.
He's salt of the earth. He's a good human being.
Yeah, he is.
We need more of those.
So. Yeah, we do.
Definitely with that. We, again, appreciate you guys on the way back Wednesday. It was fun trying to keep some levity out there with everything crazy that's going on. And, of course, we'll be back again to do it tomorrow. So hopefully you will be, too. It's just a Thursday tomorrow, so I don't know exactly what we have on the agenda, but we'll figure something out for you. And
there'll be more
NFL free agency signings.
As long as Bill O'Brien's in charge, I feel like we're always going to have something topic.
Even if
he wasn't,
we would still have something.
Yeah, of course we would. And the thing is that we're not into Mount Rushmores and polls. We're into more of just, you know, talking to you guys, the peeps, and kicking it around for a couple hours so we can get some levity in this crazy time we're living in. So you guys be safe out there. Make sure you take the extra precautions. If you're going to border either way, border on being super safe, and you'll reap more of the benefits later on than basically flippantly thinking this isn't a big deal. The big deal coming up next is the Blitz, so stay tuned for Fred and Aaron and AJ. But for Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on The Usual Suspects.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.